And now we will have our children's moment with our Loud Sunday. Those of you not familiar with Loud Sunday, it's the taking the final Sunday of the month. It stays at the Ross Community Church to help those in need with food, utility bills, car repairs, rent, similar expenses. Thanks to your generosity with this and other offerings, we are blessed in those in that we never need to turn away those who come to us for help.
Good morning. Good morning. Wow. Do you know what a task is? A task.
That means somebody has a sheep.
And that could very well be true. If someone has a sheep, they have a lot of tasks. So what's a task?
Like a chore.
A chore, right. Someone's telling you to do something.
You need to clean up a sheep. Get wool off the sheep. That's a task.
To shear them?
Shear.
Okay. Wow. You're talking about my favorite animal. I love sheep. Of course, I don't have to take care of them, but I love sheep. Wow. So you know what a task is. You know what someone's asking you to do. In the Bible verse this morning that Tim read, God had a task. Well, he hasn't read it yet. Has he? God has asked Moses to send his people, 10 of his people out, one that represent each tribe that's in his group. Now, when you are asked to do a task, are you asked to just go?
Yeah.
Are you ever asked to find out something? Like you're supposed to look for something? Are you ever asked to bring anything back? Yeah. Yeah. So in this task, the men were to ask and find out what kind of people live there, what kind of land is there, what kind of things that they do, what do they plant? Do they plant good food that we would want? And God even asked them to bring some food back. Let's see. What kind of food do they have? Let's see if we could be successful in living there. Now, did these guys have a map?
Nope.
No. Do you get maps when you're given a task? Does your mom show you your bedroom?
Yeah.
And all the things that are on the floor?
No.
And you need to take care of this, 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 and this? No? No. Did he stand up in front of them and tell them exactly what he wanted?
Yes.
Through Moses, right? Yeah, he did. Did he say exactly what he wanted back?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did he want back? Food, very good. And so there are specific things that God asks us to do. Now, Pastor read a verse this morning that said one of the things he really wants us to do is have a role model. What's a role model?
The thing that rolls.
Yep. A thing that rolls. What is a person to look up to? A role model, yeah. A thing that rolls. Do you have people that you look up to? Who? Your mom? Who do you look up to?
Your mom.
My mom? No. No. Who do you look up to? Your mom, your dad, and your grandmother. Nicole, who do you look up to? Your mom. I look up to everybody. I am so short. However,
nobody's up there.
Nobody's up there.
God.
But he's closer here, isn't he? Yeah. You look up to people about the things that they do and how they do the things they do. And that they do them the way God wants them to do. So who is the best person? Who is the best person that we can look up to that God would want us to do like them?
To thank God.
And who is like God?
Jesus.
So if we use Jesus as a role model, when we're sent off to do a task or to go somewhere, we don't have to worry about what we're being asked to do. Because we know that Jesus is going to ask us to do things that are good for us. Even if sometimes we don't understand it, we know that this is something we should do. Right? Because we live by faith, don't we?
Because we go to church.
That's right. And we learn more. You're right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for Jesus that you have given to us. We thank you so much that he is so good at what he does and that it is the best thing that we should be. And we ask you to help us follow him in all our tasks. Amen. It's Loud Sunday, so we're going to clap. Jenna, Katie, come back. Would you like to get a bucket for the younger ones? Thank you. Okay.
I'm not younger. I'm 5 and a half.
Oh, my goodness. You're old. Thank you.